Wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet today, we are welcoming you to another exciting edition of Radio Biafra Broadcast. This is a live presentation. This is a live address. We are coming to you live and direct, regardless of where you are domiciled. We say on this very 16th day of May, the month we remember the heroic sacrifice of our people. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. We are live, we are direct, and we are coming to you with the only pure, incontrovertible truth ever spoken on radio. Therefore, I welcome you. And as I do so, I will also urge you to welcome those of them who are around you, especially friends of Biafra and non-friends of Biafra alike. And also, traitors are welcome to listen, that they may hopefully repent from their sad evil ways, because this very march is relentless. There is nothing anybody can do to deter us. There is nothing the combined forces of all evil on this earth can do to stop the inevitability of the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth that Biafra has come to represent. Every proclamation here is done under divine mandate. That is why everything we say comes to pass. And that is why when we say that Biafra will come in our time, be rest assured that Biafra will come. With the time now standing at approximately 2 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafra land, and the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are on this very earth, I welcome you once again. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, and by the special grace of Chukwokika Abiam Elohim, Almighty God in heaven, I am and will remain a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. This is a taster of what is to come, because in the next couple of days, I will be in the United States of America, and I will also be touring Canada. We are the same gospel will be preached before a privileged audience of the children of Biafra. That Biafra may come in our time, that Chukwokika Abiam may have mercy upon us. We are on www.radiobiafra.co, radiobiafra.co. We are on www.ipob.org. We are also on Biafra Telegraph. I repeat, biafratelegraph.co, and a host of other platforms as well. But most principally, we are on Radio Biafra app. It's very special. If you have not downloaded it, I recommend very strongly that you do so without hesitation. We are coming to you live and direct, and you can listen to this very broadcast via Radio Biafra app. We are on satellite as well. Those of you with satellite access can listen to Radio Biafra. We are also coming to you via a plethora of relay stations across Biafra land on 102.1. 102.2, 102.3, depending on where you are. We are also simulcasting this very broadcast on Facebook. If you go to Radio Biafra the official, the authentic Radio Biafra page. You will be able to listen to us and participate in this very program this evening. There are a host of fake Radio Biafra platforms designed by our enemies and run by saboteurs to try to misinform our people. But we are on top of it. And that is why those of you who are discerning enough must be able to distinguish between the authentic platform of Radio Biafra and what our enemies are serving up. If you have not joined us before, I ask you to do so today. If you have never participated in our programming, then I can assure you, you are missing quite a lot. Because here, the only thing we speak is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That is why Elohim always bears us witness. That is why everything we say, every proclamation here always comes to pass. Some people accuse us of not taking our people along from the coastal region. And I say to them this evening that they are grossly misinformed because the IPOB family is intact. And there is nothing anybody can do to render us asunder. We are broadcasting in Akwa Ibom this very evening. Those on satellites, on Radio Biafra app, can listen across the entire Cross River. In Bayelsa, we are on CHK 102.2. In Igwocha, the same. The one they named Port Harcourt. How sad, the name is Igwocha. We are in Asaba. And everywhere else you find Biafrans congregating this very evening, you can be rest assured they are listening to Radio Biafra. Before we proceed, we must pray. We must call upon Chukwokika Biama Premiyanine. Some people are concerned that the name of God Almighty in heaven should not be pronounced in the language of the ancients. Somehow that makes this an Igbo platform. And I say to them that they are wrong. Because Elohim is God Almighty. El Shaddai is God Almighty. So is Chukwokika Biama. So is Abasimbon. So is Tamono. All these are our languages. And in whatever language that you have chosen, I can assure you that the Most High will accept our prayers very humbly this evening. Therefore, we must pray. And as those before us have done, those that we are blessed and ordained to bring down the kingdom of heaven down to this very earth, so shall we do this very evening. Therefore, we ask Almighty God in heaven, the creator of the universe, the only one that created everything that is made, but no one created him. Everything you made bow before the sun, the moon, and the stars testify to your presence. Even thee, O Elohim, you feed the birds of the air. Only you dictate time, space, and infinity, because you encompass all of your creation. We come to thee very humbly, in absolute and total submission to your will, to hand over our proceedings as we do every blessed day unto your tender care, that Biafra may come not through our might nor our power, but by your divine grace upon the lives of those that you created especially to bring light into the darkness that Africa has become. Therefore, we plead with thee to make haste, O Elohim, to deliver your children of Biafra, to come to us very quickly, to help us and to put our enemies to shame and confusion that seek to destroy your handiwork. Let them be turned back and put to confusion that desire to hurt your children. Come and chase all our enemies back. Let them be turned back for the reward of their shame. Those that laugh at us. But let all of us that seek thee, this very noble family of IPO, be the world over. With joy and gladness in our heart, have we sought your salvation? And that is why we say continually and ceaselessly, let the name of the Most High be exalted. Let the name of God Almighty be magnified. Let the name of Elohim be uplifted. Because we are poor and needy. Please come to us very quickly. O Creator of the universe, we need your help and your deliverance. Please hurry and do not delay, for we have no other God apart from thee. We do not worship idol. We do not worship anything that the hands of men made. We do not worship anything at all that is the creation of a living being, because all flesh are immortal. Because everything that is made must face destruction. But you are indestructible. You are immortal. You are God the Creator. That is why every praise, every adoration, every honor and every glory shall belong to your holy name and thee alone. Forever and ever we pray. You say? He said, this very evening, if you're joining us for the very first time, this is the platform where the truth is spoken. I will tell you the truth and nothing but the truth. The enemies can lie. The devil can lie all it can. Lucifer may seek to deceive. But here we are determined and we are resolute. Our mission is very simple: to restore Biafra to its former glory, to ensure that the kingdom of heaven is experienced by the children of men on this very earth. We are not going to stop. Absolutely nothing will stop us. They couldn't stop us before. When they came and killed and pillaged, they were unable to stop us. They couldn't stop us when I was in detention, incarcerated, solitary confinement, torture and pain. I welcome you back, wonderful people of Biafra. There was a slight and rude interruption which we have managed to rectify, because the forces of darkness would not wish to hear this very broadcast this very evening. But we are proceeding. The time now is approaching 23 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafra land, and the same number of minutes past every top of the hour, wherever you are domiciled around the world. We are live and we are direct, and nothing, I repeat, absolutely nothing will stop us from disseminating this very important information this evening. But we have prayed. Therefore, we must move speedily ahead into this very address this evening. Once again, it's a live presentation. We are live on all platforms of Radio Biafra. We are reaching every time zone, every country on the planet Earth. It doesn't matter where you are. If you wish to join us, you should be able to do so. Because the greatest threat to freedom is not just the oppressor, but a population that is happy in slavery and servitude. Nigerians, it appears, and certain individuals With Biafran names, I would say love slavery. We in IPOB don't. This very one and only IPOB, we do not love slavery. We shall do everything we can to be free. I, like most other compatriots of mine in IPOB, prefer dangerous freedom to peaceful slavery. Until Biafra is completely set free, we shall continue to agitate, because to me and to others as well, freedom means the ability to be yourself every day of your life and not to be pushed around by anybody. Freedom is about living without mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual shackles or constraints. And if I feel that my rights and that of Biafrans are being violated the same way they are being violated today, then I will consider it a massive violation to my God-given right to live in freedom. Therefore, I will resist it. Therefore, I will agitate. And that is why we do what we do. Some of you may have noticed that the impostor called Jubril, who was criminally imported into the Dalbu Zoological Republic, has only recently returned from his surgery enhancement in the United Kingdom. Jubril al-Sudani, the replacement of the dead late Buhari that the cabals brought in, traveled a few weeks ago without informing their toothless and useless Senate, in clear violation and contravention of all the prints and protocol laid down in their useless constitution. But unfortunately for Jubril, this time around, he did not travel with his makeup artist. Because if you see the of Jubril returning from London, where he was met by Bukola Saraki, the Senate president, as he was disembarking from the aircraft, you will know there is something definitely wrong with Nigerians and their eyesight. I want that very picture to be published, or should I say pictures to be published, for anybody to tell me this very morning, afternoon, evening, or night, depending on where you are, to tell me that that very human being, that thing you're looking at, is Buhari. You know that Buhari is dead. Have a look at the picture. I want that picture published on my Facebook page and shared everywhere as well. Publish it on every platform available. Ask gullible Nigerians, is this very man Buhari to you? Because Buhari is dead. But they keep covering up the obvious, and they think they're diverting our attention with the mayhem and killings perpetrated by Miyeti Allah through their armed wing. The Fulani headsmen will be able to put us off. But they are mistaken. You will see in this very picture that Jubril is now looking as young as Yusuf, the real son of Buhari. That thing you're looking at now is meant to be nearly 76 years old. Look at that picture again and tell me if that is the picture of a 76-year-old man. No, it is not. You can see it very clearly. Then ask yourself this very simple question. Why is it that people that claim that they are the elite, they're enlightened, that they believe in normal, civilized political discourse, why will they allow such a travesty to happen? Only them knows. Now, when we call Nigeria a zoo, you'll understand the reason why. I want people to look at that very picture and tell me this evening, this picture was taken just a few days ago. Tell me if that is Buhari to you. Explain it to your children. Tell them that this is Buhari. All those criminal pastors who are supporting Jibril and the slaughter of the innocent. Look at that very picture and tell me that that is the Buhari that you used to know. You will see that the truth is very, very obvious. Because it is not. Because Buhari is dead. And they brought in somebody from Sudan. But they have used the Etiala to slaughter all of you into stupor. That is why you cannot rise up. That is why the entire so-called south of Nigeria is now littered with cowards who cannot rise up to speak the truth. Cowards everywhere they are. Please take a look at that very picture of the Sudanese being received by Bukola Saraki and one other man that I don't know his name, and tell me that very thing you're looking at is the dictator, the dead late dictator buried in Saudi Arabia, Muhammadu Buhari. Jibril went for his periodic body work. You know, the periodic overhaul that he does to make him look like Buhari. But this time they got it wrong because the makeup practice did not go with them. That's why they sent the young man without his full makeup. They think we have forgotten. I will also do another program on the eve of their useless inauguration. On the 28th, I will be in the USA and I will do a live broadcast for the world to know that Jibril is from Sudan, impostor that they have allowed to bamboozle them. That is how useless, weak, and cowardly your so-called Nigerians are. Nigeria is a country where you see no evil and you hear no evil. That is why evil can reign morning till night, week to week, month to month, year to year. Everybody pretends all is normal when it's clearly not normal. This is the man they are planning to swear in on the 29th of this very month. The dead Buhari did not have basic confirmable school certificate. This same man now from Sudan that they rigged into office running on behalf of Buhari does not have any confirmable WAEC certificate. Whereas evidence after evidence has been presented to the general public, to the judiciary, and to those that claim they are the officials of the Federal Republic of the damnable Zoological Republic, and even our citizens. We have proved it on this platform time and time again that the dead Buhari forged his certificate. This same Jibril they brought in to impose on all of you claiming he's Buhari does not have any certificate, and therefore should not be sworn into office. But the opposition is weak in Nigeria. The people that claim they are Nigerians, they are not one people, whereas the Sudanese can come out on the street to protest. Nigerians cannot do so because Nigeria is not a country. Even the name Nigeria doesn't exist. It's a made-up name. Nobody is a Nigerian. Instead of them to address these cardinal issues that is responsible for their backwardness and primitivity, they keep chasing shadows because all they're interested in is who gets into office, who loots for his village, who loots for his family. That's all they're bothered about. You see them, they write very fanciful grammar. You think they are learned, you think they're educated, but they are hollow, they are empty. There is nothing inside them. Look at those pictures. I am telling all the e-warriors of IPOB to make sure that this very picture is everywhere. The question is very simple. Ask anybody you're sending it to.
please, is this Buhari? Does this look like Buhari to you? And you hear their answer. Then why are you swearing this thing in on the 29th? A Sudanese, why are you swearing him in?
The Nigerian police, the legislature, and the executive arms of the government, all fulanized, mind you, are all aware. Yet nothing is done to effect or to sustain the legitimacy of the rule of law by enforcing the requirements, the constitutionally laid down requirements,
that anybody seeking for the office of the president of Nigeria must have a certificate. That is the law.
That is the law. But they don't obey the law.
That was the constitution that everybody swore to uphold. Every police officer, every judge, every executive office, every political appointee,
they swore. Maybe it's because it should have been written in Arabic.
Perhaps some of them would have been able to understand it. The law is very simple. There is no circumventing it. Where is your certificate? If you don't have any certificate, why are you being sworn in? So now you understand that Nigeria is a fraud. You know, in the zoo, they keep reversing things. Remember, they knew what we were saying about the fraudulent creation of Nigeria, the British Zoo. They turned around and instead of calling us Biafra fraud, you are committing fraud. And we asked them, where is the fraud we committed? By exposing your shambolic foundations. The same way they tagged IPOB a terrorist group, but Miyotiala is not. Do you see how they reason in the zoo? So they try to get in their own first. So you'll be fighting a defensive battle without knowing that they are the ones who are guilty and should be charged as such. That was the reason why before they continued, they knew that Buhari was going to die, of course. We knew he would die in office because everybody from Connaught always dies in office. You would die there. If you're from Sokoto, from Katsina, from Kano, from all those, you know the North, what I call the Core North, not Middle Belt, not Southern Kaduna. They always die in office or they are removed from office. They never ever completed their tenure. Go and check your history. They never did. That was why they insisted that come hell or high water, the dead Buhari must complete his term. That's what they have done, is to hold series of meetings to decide that this jinx must be broken by the dead Buhari. That is why Aisha is going along with it. These are facts. If you doubt me that Buhari is dead, go and have a look today at the picture, the latest picture of Jubril returning from the UK. You will see, and tell me that is Buhari. He looks as young as Yusuf, Buhari's real son.
But some of you, when I say it now, they say I insult black people. But believe you me, there must be something wrong with us. I'm telling you the truth. Even if we cannot speak, can our eyes also deceive us? The answer is no. Just go and have a look. But Yoruba media will not report it because they want a Yoruba man in 2023. That's all they care about.
Forget about the morals of upholding the rule of law. They're not interested. It's only to have access to control oil and gas resources. That's all. But they're journalists. They too swore to write the truth, but they will never write it
because they are compromised. Or maybe because that's how Africans are, which is the very jinx we're trying to break ourselves in Biafra by trying to prove to the world that not every African society is as useless as Africa is today. They're fighting us, but we're overcoming them one after the other.
Evidence of the forgery of Buhari's certificate abound is everywhere. Everyone knows that. Can you ask yourself this question? Why was it that a tribunal was constituted to resolve the issue of who won the elections, and up until now, there is no pronouncement. None whatsoever. Because the deal is done. Britain has given approval. Therefore, anybody will give you, if we bring a goat or a cow to say this cow is Buhari, he must rule all of you, that cow will rule. You are nothing. But unfortunately, the Yoruba race is going along with this. Now they understand why it will be very, very difficult to build a country with them. We like people who are honest and straightforward, people that hold on tenaciously to their core beliefs without compromise. We don't compromise. I don't compromise. But they all do. That is why entering into an alliance with them would be very, very difficult. Almost impossible. Tell me how, because of perhaps 8 years of oil money, 8 years in office, you jettison every principle that you once held very dear. Is that how you build a nation? Is that how you build a country? Is that how you raise the people? What sort of morals are you passing to the upcoming generation? I ask. What are you passing on to them? When there is deception everywhere, everywhere, how dumb can Nigerians be and their miserable law enforcement and judiciary? When written laws are made not to apply to a section of the population, like the Fulanis, the law doesn't apply to them in Nigeria. Then that makes everybody a fool. When you make laws and it doesn't apply to a section of the population, who is more corrupt than Fulani people? Maybe I would be once running EFCC. They are running EFCC, arresting everybody else, but not their own. You see how clever they are? And some of you idiots from the so-called South Nigeria, you go along with the nonsense of EFCC. How about Ibrahim Lamode? Have you forgotten Ibrahim Lamode? The former EFCC chairman. Where is he? How much did he steal? You cannot even begin to pronounce the amount he stole. Where is he? Where is Maina? Where is the Babacha Lawal, the grass cutter? Where are all these people? Some of you don't reason very well. That is my concern with most Nigerians. And they say I'm arrogant. I insult them. I insult you because you can't reason very well. They will come back and say, is you people who are con men? And I say, have we defrauded you before? The answer is no. Have you defrauded us before? The answer is yes. From the beginning. Now you that is defrauding us, you call us fraud. Can you believe such nonsense? As I said earlier, like tagging IPOB, a terrorist group, when Mieti Allah that's actually doing the killing all over the place that everybody knows. Is somehow they are struggling for water resources so their cattle can drink. Do you see how they reason? Now you begin to understand it. We are pursuing criminals and they turn around to say that we are criminals. Can you believe such rubbish? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I am afraid for the dwindling thinking capacity of your average miserable Nigerian. That is why the community is suicide all over the place. Instead of them to come out and protest and rally and say that evil is evil, instead they go into their bedrooms and they commit suicide. People come out on the streets all over the world, in Venezuela, everywhere around the world, in Sudan, to say that evil is evil. In the case of the zoo, they go into the room and they drink otapiapia and that's it. Can you believe? Oh my goodness. My goodness. This is the type of country some people shamelessly wake up to every morning to defend. Especially some people answering Biafran names. They write for their Yoruba masters and their Hausa masters. They write junk. Defending what is in effect indefensible. Ask them this simple question. This picture you're looking at this evening of the 16th of May, does this look like Buhari to you? And how can you be swearing in somebody on the 29th of May that has no certificate as required by law, by the Constitution? They can't answer. Instead, they can't be writing, oh, they are causing trouble. They are rabble rousers. They are trying to drag everybody into problem. That you wrote the laws. The law is very clear. It's clear. It's there. School certificate. Where is your school certificate? If you don't have it, you don't run for office. If you don't have it, you cannot be sworn in. Why are they trying to run around it all of a sudden? And you wonder why Africa is poor. You wonder why people are dying walking through the desert. You wonder why we are drowning in the Mediterranean. This is the type of nonsense you allow to exist in society. You cannot uphold the law. And you want light. You want running water. You want good roads. You are insane. You cannot have any of those things. Because as I keep telling people, saying to people all the time, anytime you travel abroad and you see lights 24 hours a day, good roads, there is a disciplined population that runs such a place. So when the road is bad, they fix it. They know it is their duty to fix it, and they must fix it. Do you think these things fall from heaven? Can you go to school and pass if you don't have the discipline to wake up every day and go to school to study or to take your lectures? How can you pass? Is that possible? You don't obey what is written in your own constitution, and you want light, you want good roads and good education. You are insane. You're not well. You must go back to the drawing board. You must go back to the... If you swear in Jubilee on the 29th, whatever hope... In fact, you see what Mietiala will do to all of you. Yeah, right, write it down on a piece of paper. If I speak, write it down. The Fulanization agenda will be complete before 4 years. They will do it. They have taken over the senses of some of you that come out all the time to yap rubbish. You wake up in the morning, you talk rubbish till evening, and you disappear. You don't contribute anything to the advancement of this very noble movement. Absolutely nothing. Meanwhile, Fulani all over the place. When they come, they start to phone me. They are here. Oh, tell us, what do we do? We are the ones starting the battle. Every blessed day, if you don't know. We are the ones fighting it. Regardless of what their killer squad of 18 men to each state are doing, which I shall reveal later on in this very program. Those of you that call yourselves Southern Nigeria, because sometimes they lose track of, they lose their senses. They call themselves Southern Nigerians. You have been butchered into fear and docility. I weep for the cowards, but it's their country. They can do whatever they like with it. Let us go to the proper issues of this very evening, because I was very, very upset. There are some individuals, you know, these people born under bridge near Ojualegba. You know, a child, when you're born under the bridge, the first breath you take is of a decaying refuse dump nearby. When a child is born on the dirty streets of Lagos, it's the dirtiest city in the world, and your first breath as a newborn baby is the smell of a refuse bin nearby, or the smell of an open sewage nearby, how do you think anything good can come out of that child later on in life? All these people, they're the ones I'm addressing tonight. You know, they want to impress Tunde, their Yoruba friends. They are cosmopolitan. They want to show them, oh, we love everybody. But do they love you? If they love you, they would have told Awolowo to return all the money he stole from my people after the war. They will campaign very seriously for you, or for one of you, if you refuse to become the president of the zoo. But it never happened, and you know that. That is why this evening we must respect those that fought and died for us between 67 and 70. I said must, M-U-S-T. Whether you like it or not, you must honor them. All over the world, they honor their dead. All over the world, they do the anniversary. As I tweeted a while ago, the end of the armistice was over 100 years, they remembered. Every year, the 11th second of the 11th minute of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, every year, come to the cenotaph. you will see Her Imperial Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, there, honoring those that fought and died for them. And some of you want to go to England. It's beautiful. Because there are some things that they do. These things are traditional. These are some of the ways that you bind yourself with the suffering of the past, recognizing that people died for you. Which in essence is what Christianity is all about. So what we are doing on the 30th of May is essentially what Christianity says should be done. On Easter, we remember the death of Yeshua. Don't everybody do that? Why don't you say, okay, it doesn't matter? But we do. Or some of you do anyway. Now, how come those that fought and died for us in the flesh, we will not honor them? We will not lock down. Everywhere should be sealed under lock and key. Any dog staying outside should be slaughtered. Any goat that comes outside should be slaughtered. We must honor our people. We must honor them. That both the living and the dead. If you have any veteran near you, buy them a gift. Buy them a present. Say thank you to them. Go to Geneva and say thank you to them. We must honor them. We must honor them. Because it's not easy. You know, black people, we don't appreciate anybody who does anything for us for free. Because it's only in Africa that when you do something for somebody for free, you are trying to be magnanimous, they look at you as a fool. That was why we forgot our mothers that died in 1929, upholding our honor and dignity in Aba. In 1949, they killed 22 people at Enugu, men that stood up to Britain. And some of you don't even know. You don't even know that. And we are the elite. We the intellectuals elite. A bunch of badly tutored, badly educated dimwits. You can't remember your mothers that did something that no other group of women did all over the world. But this November, we shall honor them. This November will make it the 100th year. Almost. Yes, it is. Is it 100 years? Is it 100 years? It is. 1929. Is it 90 years? I think it's up to 100 years. Is it 100 years or 90 years? It's 90 years, isn't it? Because my math is beginning to fail me. Why wouldn't it? When you're addressing a place full of people who can no longer reason. 90 years this year. We go to school. Some of us go through school. We don't know that the first people to stand up against tyranny, against colonialism, against oppression, were our mothers in Aba. Some of you don't know that, do you? In 1929, and again in 1949. Go and ask yourselves this question this evening. Tell me in the history of Nigeria, where Fulani people were shot dead, fighting for everybody. Where the Fulani confronted the British and they fought. Tell me where the Yorubas fought the British. Then ask yourself this evening, why is it that it's only us? When Arotuku fell in 1904, the same sons of Afro, for those of you saying this Biafra is an Igbo thing, because you're not intelligent enough. Because if you are, you will understand our history. That the present Ibibio people left Marochukwu. That Abeba people are actually from Ibibio, if you don't know. On reverse migration. Some of you don't know that seven sons left out on this work traveled to Ahaba. You call Asaba, Asaba. The name is Ahaba. The same way you have a Habi Meni, the name is Ahaba, A-H-A-B-A. He was the white man that called it Asaba, saying we are in the South. So you don't know about a Habi Meni before. The same name as Asaba, you have Ahaba, A-H-A-B-A. Seven sons from around this world got traveled to Ahaba to form the feared, respected, and dreaded Ekumeku. Go and ask your history teachers, they will tell you. So I don't need to come out on Radio Biafra to make play of the fact that we need to all come together because we are one people already. One people already. Go and look at the history of the Ekumeku. We fought the British every inch of the way. That is why they hate us, if you don't know. We resisted them in 1929, in 1949. These are historically documented facts. From 1901 to 1902, the Anglo-Arab wars we have fought. We've been fighting the British every inch of the way. But when they went to Fulani land, they opened up, hey, come in, Rankari, anything you want, you can take. That's why they said, oh, these ones are more obedient. They are more obedient monkeys. No, not those ones who are rascals from the East. That's why they hate us, if you don't know, let me tell you. Let's make Nigeria one. We must continue. We must remind ourselves about how we got where we are today. I want to introduce a perspective which I read today on social media that guided my thoughts this evening. Now listen very carefully to understand how things play out in this zoo called Nigeria. And how foolish how foolish they are. All these people that claim that they know we are the elite, they know nothing. They are useless. All they care about is chicken change from contract. There is no honor, there is no dignity. That is why they think Nnamdi Kanu is like them. Because they've gone to government to go and collect money. So they think somehow Nnamdi Kanu must have done something. No, I cannot do it. I have not done it. That is why I speak with divine authority. Come out and say it so that the world can hear. That is why we are incorruptible. Whiter than white and whiter than snow. Don't make things up in your brain because that is how you are. You think you can run to Ohanaeze. You do some sabo work for them. Informant, you are informant. You are a pointer for DSS and for police to be arresting your people. You think others are like you. No, we are not. We are the divine children of heaven. We don't play such silly games. And you will all pay very dearly for it. You know it is going to happen. If you betray this very cause, you will pay dearly for it. You and your family will pay eventually. That is guaranteed. As night follows day, it will happen. It doesn't matter who you are. Because our hands are clean. We want to set everybody free so that you can have your own Biafra. We don't do what we do because we want to rule anybody, because I will not lead anybody, because I have suffered too much. And I would like to go and rest as soon as Biafra comes. Even before that day, as soon as I'll go, just retire and go and rest. So don't think we are doing this because of any ulterior motive, looking for who to rule. Then you're insane. It means you don't know who we are. Because that is how you are. You think others are like you. The late Agu Irunsi, who is married to my aunt, Da Victoria, is from Ibeku, as myself. Irunsi was the former head of state of Nigeria, a Biafran and an Igbo man. At the age of 8, he traveled from Omuana in Ndume, my mom's village, to go to the north, where he excelled and became a general in the army and accidentally became the head of state. Irunsi, listen carefully, please. Irunsi was the first battle. Our preaching today is not about Irunsi, no. We just want to draw an inference, to give an example as to how the brains of Nigerians work, depending on where you come from. Irunsi was the first battle-tested military general. He was a general, decorated in the field for fighting battles and winning, especially in the Congo. Not like Buratai, that got there through quota and by fighting market women. You know, he said he wrote a book on strategies of war. God. That is a brave general. And I was wondering, which country did he fight in? Okay, then I remembered. It is killing unarmed Shia men along Zaria Kaduna Road. Massacring of IPOB family members at Hillbridge, Onitsha. Killing us at Mpoho.
killing us in Aba, in Igwacha, in Enugu, and in Omuahia.
That makes you a general. Oh dear. We must continue. You know, the stupidity of these people is just astonishing. Honestly astonishing. I am perplexed. A general is meant to fight a war outside the borders of his or her country. That is what makes you a general. You go and you conquer a land for the people, you bring it back to them. An African general is the one that kills ordinary unarmed civilians. And you're a general.
Dear Lord, have mercy. Irasu was killed by Fulani people while sitting as head of state. And today nobody remembers him. Not even Biafrans, not Igbo people. But he was the head of state. He was the man that foiled the coup that would have made it possible perhaps for us to be free today. He was killed alongside the Yoruba man called Fajuyi. It may surprise you to know that Yoruba still honor Fajuyi till today. I think it was last year or 2 years ago that I had a lecture to honor him. And I wholeheartedly supported it. Fajuyi was a great man. A very great man. Maybe when the Onion of Ife says that there's a mixture of Igbos and Yorubas, then I think maybe Fajuyi may be Igbo then. Because he was a very brave man. Died alongside Ironsi in his house in Ibadan. I think then he was the the governor of West, military governor of Western Nigeria, or whatever it was known as. Ironsi was sworn in as a president. But Abiola was never sworn in as a president. He's a Yoruba man. He was killed by the same people that killed Ironsi, the same Fulani caliphate as usual. But do you know that Yoruba media, Yoruba politicians, all pushed, including some Igbo efulefus, that June 12th must be recognized as a democracy day in the zoo, which I think the official did that today, to honor Abiola. But do you know that nobody remembers Ironsi? Absolutely nobody. And he was a former head of state, assassinated in office. He's a Biafran of Igbo extraction. Ibeku, to be precise, where I come from, which is my clan. Today in the zoo, they passed a bill to recognize and honor June 12th because of one man. The same people pushing for one man to be honored then turned around and said that the slaughter, not 3.5 million, but 6, according to the Irish government, 8 million people were killed in Biafra. And you don't want us to honor 8 million people, but you want us to honor one Yoruba man. Now you see why I got angry with these people. You can now understand it. Therefore, we must honor our fathers and our mothers that fought and died for us, including the living, and all those who have been killed since this very agitation for Biafra restoration started. Therefore, we are going to sit at home on the 30th of May to remember and honor all those that were slaughtered, victims of Holocaust, victims of genocide, victims of starvation, including very little children, due to air, land, and sea blockade enforced by Britain. Nigeria did not defeat Biafra in any war. Britain and an alliance of the West and the East defeated Biafra. Simple as that. In a straight fight between Biafra and Nigeria, in 2 weeks we'll be in Sokoto. Who are they? It was Britain that fought for them. Russian weapons, Egyptian pilots, and sometimes OAU soldiers as well. That is history for you. Not Nigeria. Nigeria never ever defeated Biafra in any war. Never. It was Britain that did.
with her alliances. We fought against the whole world for 3 years. That is why nobody wants to read our history. Because Britain knows where we are coming from. That we will keep pushing until Biafra comes. The understanding is in our DNA. To resist oppression is in our blood, is in our bone marrow. We will continue until Biafra is restored. And they know this very well. After all, throughout the whole time they were in the zoo called Nigeria, colonizing and Christianizing everywhere, we resisted them. Not because we hate them, no. But because we are Republicans by nature. We love freedom by nature. That's who we are. When I read about all these efulefus, maybe the Yorubas with Igbo names writing rubbish for Yoruba papers, I look at them and I laugh at them because they're foolish. That refuse bin, they inhaled when they were born is still disturbing their brain. I assure you. The same mindset of let us accommodate others but rubbish our own is the reason why we forgot the heroic exploits of our mothers in 1929, of which this year, as I said earlier, is about the 90th anniversary. Not quite the 100th yet. I think it's the 90th anniversary. I may be mistaken. Please calculate it very well for me. I want to make sure that it is the 90th anniversary and not the 100th, as I was led to believe a while ago. This mostly, according to the Efulefu Brigade, wayward but slightly educated children of Biafran extraction, born outside Biafra land, with a deep-seated resentment for themselves. They hate themselves and where they come from. This brigade of educated, ignorant people is the reason why, listen carefully, landlocked Kaduna has a port where containers can be transported to and collected almost free of charge if you're a Fulani, Arewa, or Hausa. That Biafran cities located on the shores, that's in the Atlantic Ocean, there is no seaport, there is no dry port. But Kaduna has a dry port. That's where the foolish Amechi rushed and built a railway for them. So they can move their containers to the north. And of arms, ammunition, distribute to Fulani headsmen to be killing people at will. From Lagos seaport. Now, you can build a dry port, a dry dock in Kaduna, but worry that is on the Atlantic Ocean itself. Igbocha that you named Port Harcourt, the British named Port Harcourt, and Calabar, they have seaports. They are closed, they are moribund, nothing is happening. But you went to Kaduna and built a dry port. And you claim that you are in one Nigeria. You want to defend one Nigeria. You're a Biafran. You are a Jaw. You are a Bibio. You are Igbo. You are Efik. You're a Nigerian. Are you where? Are your faculties functioning at all? Anybody who is familiar with my dealings with the damnable Zoological Republic will know this. I have always placed this as a demand. In case you come out to say, this thing you're doing is an Igbo thing. I want to tell you this evening. I speak Igbo sometimes when I'm on air because I grew up in the village. I did not have the contamination of being brought up in a township. I was brought up in the village. That is why I love my land the way that I do. That is why I love my people the way that I do. Some of the things we were exposed to as those that grew up in the village, those of you born in townships did not experience it. You cannot love Biafra unless you are blessed. That is a fact. Did you go to the stream? Did you play? Did you go hunting? What did you actually do in a township living on top of a stinking gutter in Lagos? What do you know? Absolutely nothing. That is why people must follow this lecture very carefully, write it down. People talk about bringing the wealth home, Akurula, all this nonsense. I have always argued that Warri Seaport must be opened, Igwacha Seaport and Calabar, before they have any discussions with me. When they look at my paper, they run away. When I was in prison, go and ask them, they still have it till tomorrow morning. I don't need to go to Warri to consult them to know that that is what they need. I don't need to go to Igwacha to do, for them to know that that seaport opening means a lot of employment opportunities for our people. I don't need to go to Calabar to preach to them, because all these areas are parts of Biafra. If I speak Igbo sometimes, you have to forgive me. As I said, I grew up in the village. I'm not a product, and I'm not a product of a warped township mentality. I'm not part of that. I'm not. Some of these ignorant fellows that talk about Akurulo divesting our businesses and bring them back to Biafra land, as if you can just, how can you build a viable economy without good roads, without railway system, without international airport, and without seaport? Just tell me how is it, how can you do it? Please enlighten me. But you see, there is an adage where we come from that people, I wouldn't know how to put that in English. So it sounds very, so people can understand what I'm saying. You see, before you talk about economic growth, there are things that underpins it. Before you build a skyscraper, you must think of getting water to the toilets that are on the last floor of a tall building. So at least you can flush the toilet, not carrying bucket and climbing the stairs. You must make sure the lift is working, isn't it? So it's not just wake up and one morning and you start to build a skyscraper without making provision for a lift, for regular power supply, and to make sure that water gets even to the very last floor. That's what we do. When you talk about bringing investments back home, through which roads? Where are the railways? Where is the airport? Where are the seaports? Now you've seen it. So all that Akurulo nonsense has fallen by the wayside. It's just a jingoistic gimmick that badly educated people talk to themselves about to make themselves look good. What we need is Biafran freedom. Forget all that rubbish, Akurulo nonsense. What we need is freedom. Without that basic freedom, all your business models will collapse overnight. Simple as ABC. Injustice after injustice has been meted out to our people, with nobody rising up to organize, I repeat, a philosophical and ideologically consistent mass resistance against it until we came along. I'm not saying others have not come before us, they have come. But the test is this: philosophical and ideological consistency over a period of time, tested, unwavering. We don't waver. We remain the same, unwavering, morning, afternoon, and night, the same. Don't care about what idiots say. Where we are consistent. Our reward, how did they reward IPOB, is the betrayal of Ohanaeze Igbo Governor Sumi Fulefu, who's working for Yoruba Media, and Umobunyanonto, poverty-stricken fellows that lack the discipline to understand what freedom fighting is all about. The mission of these misguided slaves is to turn our land into another Kwara State, or Ilorin, to be precise. I say this all the time, with all due respect to Yoruba people. The reason why I fight the way I do, and I fight saboteurs when I see them, is this. If you allow them, what Afonja did in Yoruba land will happen to us. Fulani will enter and they will never live forever and ever. We are doomed. We have failed. Look at Middle Belt, what's happening to them. You can see it very clearly in the Middle Belt, can't you? That they are lost. They are gone. Their lands will never, ever be recovered again. It is gone and gone for good. Kwara State is gone. Ilorin Yoruba town, so to speak, is lost to Fulani forever and ever. So anytime I see a saboteur and I begin to chase that saboteur away from our land, shout and scream that this is a saboteur, it is because I don't want what happened in Ilorin to be replicated anywhere in Biafra land. That's all. I don't hate anybody. Why should want to become a victim of Fulani Caliphate? It can never happen in our lifetime.
The mission of these people is to turn us into, Ahaneze and their cohorts. They want the land of the ancient people, Ndibo, to become another vassal Fulani caliphate with quislings in charge, the same way some Yoruba Muslims are today, guiding and controlling reasonable and sensible Yoruba people. Look at it now. Because Tinubu must work with the cabal. They are all Muslims. I have nothing against them. But that's the way it is. And he will sell the whole of Yoruba land in order to make sure that he gets into power. The same thing Afonja did in, and lost Ilorin. The same thing. There is no difference. That is why when Nyanwodo and their group step out of line, we keep screaming. Because we don't want what happened to other people happen to us. Do you think Fulani will leave TV land? Is that what you think? Or some parts of Jukun land? Is that what you're thinking? That one day they will pack and they will leave? Do you think Fulani will leave Southern Kaduna? You are dreaming. Of course they will not. That is why we don't want them to enter into our land. Never, ever, ever. And that is why everybody must work assiduously hard to ensure that Biafra is restored. That's the only thing that can save you. If Biafra doesn't come, we are gone. Completely gone. Well, I'm just warning you. To appreciate what the future holds for us without IPOB, simply look at what non-Fulani Islamic populations are going through in the Middle Belt. To appreciate what shall become of us in a few years' time if we fail to do something now by supporting IPOB with all our might. Only IPOB can save you. If you like, you go and try, you will see it. Things have gotten so bad to the point that Ohaneze, Obiano, Uguanyu, Umahi, and Ipazu, that we are at the forefront of assisting their Fulani masters in tagging IPOB, a terror group, and now impotent before Fulani terrorists invading our land on a daily basis, slaughtering and maiming at will. Ironically, this is the most funniest part of it. It has been left to the same betrayed IPOB to step up and defend our communities under attack in Ebonyi, in Enugu, in Anambra.
Have you heard of any governor speak out against the Fulani headsmen attack and the killing of their people? Of course they won't speak, and as I told you, they will not speak. You can go and suppose you like, but I warned you that they will send you down the river. When they come killing you, they will not say anything about or do anything about it. The same way that Fulani headsmen are Mietiala, Makban, they are not in Yoruba land killing people. Have you seen or heard from any of Tinubu's newspapers or TV station condemn it? Of course not. Because his eye is on 23. That's what concerns him. The same thing with your governors. What is the next time they want to be in office to be collecting allocation? That's what they can kill all of you. They don't give a damn. And when I say these things, some idiot will say we are using fear to hold on to our people. I am giving you the facts. What IPOB is doing is to sacrifice itself for the betterment of yourselves and your children. That's what we are doing. Nothing more, nothing less. Our people must know that our land is under attack on three fronts. You know Fulani terrorists, what they are doing already. We all know that. But I also want to tell you this evening that they brought in an 18-man squad and attached them to every government house in the southeast. Listen carefully. The Inspector General of Police, they thought this was secret. But of course, we have the best intelligence in Nigeria. Of course we do. IPOB has the best intelligence in Nigeria. Or should I say within that geopolitical contraption called Nigeria. They sent an 18-man execution squad to each state, to Anambra, to Ebonyi, to Enugu, to Abia, to Imo,
to work directly with the governors to carry out summary executions of any young man seen outside after a particular time. They did so in Aba 2 days ago. We have the videos and we have the pictures to prove it. That is what they are doing. They are killing our people secretly. This 18-man squad came from the office of the Inspector General of Police with the blessing of the Nigerian Army, Buratai, the Fulani ruling caliphate, to come to our land with permission from our governors to execute anybody. It doesn't matter if you're IPOB or not. Once they see you outside and you're young, they suspect you, they take you, and they eliminate you. It's happening right now as we speak. Therefore, I say to dear friends, wherever they are in Biafra land, anytime you see army and police in an unmarked vehicle, not army vehicle, but in an unmarked vehicle, make sure that vehicle is burnt, because they are the ones killing our people. They are killing our people. We have the videos to show you. And in fact, I want those pictures circulated tonight, and the interview of the survivors. Three ran away, they shot three dead. You can see the pictures for yourself, or for yourselves, as the case may be. This is what's happening in our land. From the Fulani Inspector General of Police into our land. And do you think BBC will talk about it? BBC wants us dead. Britain owns Nigeria. And whatever they say goes. They will say these troublemakers from 1900. When we came to colonize you, you said no. You've been fighting us. Now, you also want to fight our servants, the Fulani. Britain will say no. That is why BBC will not report it. AFP won't report it. CNN won't. Al Jazeera, no, of course they won't. Because we have a very formidable lobbying system, which we shall get to later. Igbo governors and their traitors within, this bunch of criminals are in the business of covering up the atrocities of the Fulani masters against our people. They work hand in hand with the Zoo police and media to spread falsehood about IPOB. An example of which is the death of a man that I brought from Lagos to Enugu, Anthony Walker. I fed him and I paid his house rent. I did. From prison. After careful and thorough investigation into the circumstances surrounding the demise of Anthony Walker, it became apparent that Anthony Walker was not murdered. The journalist working for Sun newspaper that first broke the story that Walker was found in a pool of blood was a Nigerian police sponsored writer who was paid to present fantasy as fact. Now, since they want to blackmail IPOB, ask yourselves this very simple question. If Anthony Walker was murdered in a pool of blood, where is the photographic or video evidence of it? Police, now, when they go to an incident of crime, they take pictures of the crime scene. So if they arrest anybody and they go to court, they will present the crime scene to the presiding magistrate or judge or whoever decides to hear the case. Where is the picture of Moko in a pool of blood? A journalist wrote that Moko died, was hacked to death. Then my question to the journalist is this. Where is the picture? Where is the picture that you saw as a journalist before going to print, before writing anything? What background check did you do? I think it's now becoming very clear what their intentions are. These are saboteurs working for Zoo Media. That's what they do. These are informants for DSS. They are trying to complete the assignment that Gowon gave to them. Give them some money. They will destroy themselves. They will destroy whatever good thing that they have planned against Nigeria. That's exactly what they're doing. I kept quiet all this while because I wanted the idiots to disgrace themselves first. I was the one feeding Anthony Walker. I got him a house. None of you did. I got him a place to stay in. None of you did. Now you want to raise money that is dead.
How hypocritical of all of you traitors. Shame on all of you. Show me a picture of Nwoko in a pool of blood. Show me his body with one blood stain on it. That's how evil all of you are. You will not go scot-free, all of you, from one to...
How many of you? I think you're about 22.
You won't go free. I'm telling you the truth. Before heaven and this very earth, you will not. You will all pay very dearly for this. Trying to tarnish the image of IPOB is an unpardonable crime. You will all pay very dearly for it. Very, very dearly. I assure you.
No police autopsy till date. The police themselves in Egypt said, we are investigating the circumstances.
If Anthony Walker was murdered, don't you think that the police would have said so? Did they say he was murdered? Show me one police statement from Enugu saying Anthony Walker was murdered. It is all these DSS informants answering to one useless, non-existent Biafra group or the other. All they do is they issue statements. That's all they do. Press statements. That's all. They don't hold rallies. Nobody knows who they are. Anakweli. That's all. They just... That is all. Now you love Anthony Walker more than myself. You loved him, you never fed him for one day. You loved him, he was homeless, he never paid for his house rent. He was hacked to death in a pool of blood. Where is the blood? Where? Where is the murder weapon? Where is the body of Boko in a pool of blood? Children of Lucifer. Chukwu Kikabiam will punish all of you, one after the other. The whole world is listening to the very broadcast. You know me very well. If you want to sink into the gutter, I join you there immediately. You want to have a civilized debate? Of course. We can have one. But trying to work for Zoo DSS in Enugu, trying their best to disorientate IPOB structure, you are wasting your time. We will find you, all of you, one after the other. You know the way it is.
Ask the zoo and they will tell you.
No traitor will go unpunished. Not one of you. I can assure you of that. I'm saying before the whole world, so they understand. As I was talking about the dry port in Kaduna, they are going to be another one at Ibadan. Look at Ibadan, look at Lagos. 2.5 hours drive. After building a dry port in Kaduna, because... you know that Fulani and Yoruba, they are now in charge of everything happening in the zoo. Whereas some idiots are in Biafra land writing and talking rubbish when Yoruba and Fulani have divided up everything. This dry port will cost $250 million. Where would the money come from? Is it not from the oil and gas in Imo State, in Abia, in Anambra, in Ikwerre land? All across Biafra land. Is that where the oil will come from? And the port that you have in Warri is not open. And you think IPOB is your problem. The port in Iguacha is not open. You think IPOB is your problem. The port in Calabar is not open. And you think IPOB... You are insane. Your brain is not correct. It's not functioning very well. You know me, I prefer to wash my dirty linen in public. I don't wash it. There's no time for closed door. It's in public, so it will be clean. That's how I do it. No seaport functioning in our land. And you don't want me to honor those that fought and died for me. When Nigeria is still cheating me till this very second. And you claim you are an intellectual, you're educated.
You're a fool. Complete idiot.
Some people under the control of Al Mustafa. You know, Al Mustafa is now based in Iguacha. Some of you don't know. He lives in Port Harcourt. Iguacha. Al Mustafa.
The one that killed Abiola is in Iguacha now.
That's where he's based. The Abacha henchman. The assassin for Abacha is now based in Iguacha. Al Mustafa. He wants to be president of now because he's full of now. He can be anything he wants. A former killer. He's the one remoting some of these idiots that has Biafra attached to their names. I feel sorry for Biafra, honestly speaking. Controlling them.
I feel sorry for them. These are the people that will beat their chest to admit working towards one Nigeria and foolishly channel their grievance against the semi-POB that is trying to save everybody, including their useless selves. But it was not a Biafran or an Igbo man, for that matter, that killed Cancer Wiwa. Neither was it an Igbo man that killed Adaka Bor.
It was not an Igbo man that ordered the flattening of Odi.
But why is it that the Yoruba that supports Fulani hegemony gets everything they want? Now they are having a dry dock in Ibadan, only 2 hours away from Lagos, from the seaport, mind you.
But there is nothing in South-South, nothing in Southeast. So can you tell me, on what basis do you love one Nigeria? Just explain that to me. On what basis? Please enlighten me, because I'm at a loss. I don't know. Enlighten me. On what basis are you campaigning for one Nigeria?
Oh my goodness, man. Yoruba gets everything. Those of them from the coastal region of Biafra, they support Fulani, but they get nothing. How sad. How very, very sad.
Do you know that a mega new seaport is being built in Padagri, in the same Yoruba land? Yet, Wari is closed. Igbocha is closed. You call him, let me say, Port Harcourt, so you understand. Calabar is closed. Calabar seaport is closed. So Yoruba will get a papatin can. They will get a dry dock in Ibadan. And also a mega seaport in Badagry. 4! But you have none. And you're talking about Akurulo relocating down home.
You have to get Biafra first before you do anything else. Or else you're wasting your time. You are wasting your time. There are those that are the, what I call the Fulani approved elites in the South-South hands. You know, because, you know, when a Yoruba newspaper tells you who your elite is, then you know who a traitor is.
But if they tell you to hate somebody, go to that very person. That person is a good person. You know, you have the approved list of Sabo and traitors
that they call your elites. Oh, very sad indeed. These are the idiots who will not fight the oppressor, but they are comfortably happy to accept crumbs from their masters from the north to fight IPOB that is fighting to liberate them. I have never and will never collect anything from anyone to sell or compromise our puritanical stance, because unlike these stomach infrastructure agitators or commentators,
I will sacrifice anything to get Biafra, but they cannot sacrifice not even one strand of hair from their head for Biafra, no.
And they know it.
I also want to tell Ohanaeze and Pandev and Igbo governors tonight and every other meaningless settle me and my boys group out there
that our problem
is their lack of patriotic discipline and weak-mindedness.
IPOB has gone way too far in this effort to restore Biafra than to concern itself with what traitors are doing. At the right time, the people will take care of you. You know that. There is a certain ring of inevitability about it. Fighting for Biafra liberation now is arguably the most difficult thing anybody can think of or dream of doing, because of the high levels of cynicism, because of the betrayals of the past, because of a rather slightly complicated, you know, outlook on life. But I will have it no other way. I prefer it this very difficult way, so that when it comes, every generation will talk about us. That's my happiness. That's how you achieve immortality. Not that you will not die. The flesh will perish. But as what they said in a very famous movie a few years ago, and still resonates till today, said, is that what you
achieve in life echo in history? Our race is against history, not with mere mortals, not with those who are too poor to think outside the needs of their stomach. They are so poor, all their concerns are, how do we accumulate wealth? That was why they approached me at DSS custody. I said no. Kuje prison, I said no. That in my own house, I said no. Biafra or death.
Mokoko. The jihadi Islamic Karawa call not have given 100 billion to Miyeti Allah. A bunch of killers. 100 billion. And compared them to Ohaneze. And all you can do is to try to discourage our people from sitting at home to honor those that died. That's your contribution. You are being cheated in broad daylight, being compared to terrorists, and all that bothers you in life is how to dishonor those that fought. And some of you claim that you fought in the war, which is a lie, because every veteran, every true soldier is standing on 30th of May. No, I was in the war and I fought as Okwasi, Okwasi. You never fought anywhere. You didn't fight anywhere. Because that is why General MacArthur said, old soldier never dies, they just go away. If you have fought for Biafra before, you should be fighting for Biafra now. Not telling us nonsense. We should only remember those that fought for us. But England can. Osibajo can travel to Rwanda to go and commiserate about their genocide victims. And I should not honor 6 million people unjustly killed.
It's
a shame, a very big shame to the old eastern region, Biafra land, how the North have over the years kept messing us about. They take one of you. We give you oil contract, buy you private jet, you buy advertorials in Israel, you'll be talking rubbish. Talking nonsense, slave. I don't know why I have this urge to keep referring to films and historical tonight. I want some of you to go, and that is why sometimes people don't understand the mindset of the Caucasian, of white people, why they're successful and most others are not. I want them to go and read about the story of the Spartans, the 300, of Leonidas, King Leonidas of Sparta, that met the army of Xerxes in Greece. And fought a war. He knew he was going to die with his men. But he still fought. And he died in that very war. Today, we are still talking about Leonidas. Till tomorrow, we'll still talk about him. That is immortality. And our own time is coming. And as I said, that zoo, I will come to it. And heaven knows I'll bring hell with me. Have I said anything before I've not done it? You shall see.
History will talk about us.
That I assure you.
It will.
We are being messed about from pillar to post after using Okora was at a dumb team. I told you, you serve them, you come back in disgrace. Very clean and clear. Everything I say is gospel. It's your putting again. If I say it here, it comes to pass. Everything, the foreign people are now killing you. I said it in 2015. Uche for my deputy, very able deputy. You will play all the old broadcasts so that the world may know that I'm a child of Chukwuka Biam. Anything I say it comes to pass.
You will see it before your eyes. Okora Wosa has been disgraced. All over the place.
And he's an Awusa man, no, just like he's answering an Igbo name.
Okora Awusa, they've disgraced him.
Our global effort to create a network of friends for Biafra in the event of any conflict is proceeding according to our plan. We must get this straight. Everything we do it in such a way that we maximize the sympathy and goodwill of the international community at the appointed time. This is not buying and selling. Freedom fighting is more or less like a production enterprise. Not buying, not you go, you buy, you sell, you see profit and you see gain. No. You need to plan very well. I am very, very conversant. I'm very, very aware. I studied why we failed before. And that is why we can never fail. That is why IPOB is intact till today. And before our enemies forget, we are the largest mass movement in the whole world. On the 30th, we'll prove it to you. Because our plan is steady and methodical. We know what we're doing. We lost in 1970 because we had no friends. This time around, I'm making sure that we have as much friends as possible. If not in the open, but at least covertly. That is the essence of what we call diplomatic offensive. We need as many friends as possible. After all, that was how Gowon defeated us with Fulani before. The Arab League was on their side. The AU was on their side. Britain arranged Europe for them. Also gave them Russia. Nixon, that should have helped us, the then president of America, obviously couldn't do anything because Britain said this is our sphere of influence. So you need friends before you do anything. Look at Ambazonia. Why are they suffering today? UN can come up, UN and Ambazonia, for we are. Biafra had the same thing. You need to cultivate reliable friends and allies. I shouldn't be telling you this, but we are Republican and want everything in the open. So I'll give it to you. That's exactly what we are doing. We plan everything stage by stage so that each step that we take, of course, brings us closer, ever closer to Biafra. But our enemies don't understand it. So they get confused. They are wondering, but why am I not doing it? Why him? Why them? Because Chukwuoke Abiam did not appoint you to do it. You are a child of darkness, a child of Lucifer. Your heart is bitter and evil, dark and cold. That is why our network of friends for Biafra is proceeding according to plan. I studied the mistakes of the past and will never repeat them. Biafra needs friends in high places, either covertly or in the open, before we march. Or else, what is happening in Ambazonia? Or the fate of the Tamil Tigers will befall us. And I don't want that to happen to us. After all, I'm well read. Why go to school if you don't learn anything? We've learned from the mistakes of the past. And this generation of IPOB will not repeat. Never. You can't repeat it. Never. So we know what we're doing. We have a lot of powerful enemies. This is something we don't understand. We think that Biafra freedom is a magic wand. You wave it and it comes overnight. No, it wouldn't. And I'll tell you why. Because as we progress, we begin to uncover a lot of enemies that we have. Quite a lot. We have a lot of powerful enemies. Locally, even locally as well, we have to contend with the concerted treachery of Ohanaeze, Igbo governors and some Ifulefus in Lagos and Abuja. Internationally, listen to this. Every media organization is against Biafra. I say all of them. How much can we give to them? We lobby and lobby and lobby. No way. Because Zoo has all your money. How much can you give them? I'm talking about international media, not Zoo media. The international lobby machinery of the Zoo is well-resourced with limitless supply of money. They have bought up lawmakers in the EU. They have bought up lawmakers in every major country of the world, including Israel. Do you know that? So in the course of our discussion, of our meeting people, a lot of these things began to come to light. So you think that the unwashed dirty alamajri you see is your... No. There are people outside working for them using our oil money. You don't know that? Most of the diplomats serving in Nigeria today in Abuja or in Lagos are in the pay of the Nigerian government. That is why Fulani can kill as many as possible.
I'm telling you now, they can decide to wipe out an entire state. If you ask any lawmaker in Europe, as I've been doing, they'll tell you, oh, but it's farmer and headsman clash. It's for water resources. That's what they will tell you to your face.
Because they have been paid very well. They have been paid very, very well. And no access to international media.
You've not noticed? There were serious killings in Mali on Sunday in a church. A church was attacked in Mali. Have they reported it anywhere? Did they send correspondents on the ground to give them live feed of what is happening? The answer is no. Dead case closed.
We are fighting against a very strong state and non-state actors. That is why it appears as if sometimes we are very, very cautious, because we don't want to, but we are making tremendous progress, I assure you. Let me give you a very simple example. Do you see how many years we've been in the court with the zoo? Do you see how quickly they prescribed IPOB? How long it has taken them to even acknowledge our appeal? Until today, that appeal hasn't been heard. Every time they adjourn to October of that year, October they will adjourn to June. June they will adjourn to October. So you've not noticed it. And meanwhile, they're saying, oh, IPOB is a prescribed group. But we want to go to court to prove we are not. They won't even let us. We have a case at ECOWAS court that has been dragging on for nearly 4 years. Have you forgotten? No judgment, no ruling on that very case. We have a case against the zoo at the African Human Rights Commission. They've asked Nigeria to supply them information to you today. That is going on. Nobody cares. We have a case at ICC. You will all recall the effort that Britain is making that our case should not be heard at ICC. Do you know that? Some of you don't know what we encounter. Some people think that if you come to social media, a court union, if you talk rubbish, somehow, miraculously, Biafra will emerge. You need to do the very difficult and painstaking hard work. Without it, if you march, you'll be crushed. Before you come to us, go and study history very well. What happened to the Tamils? What is happening to Ambazonia today? You can learn from it. The only way Ambazonia can survive is if they're prepared to sustain this war for at least 20 years. Look at some of you. We are only agitating. You've turned to Sabo overnight. Imagine when we have to fight a war with the zoo for 10 years. What will you do? Do you think you can survive it? You can't even survive ordinary media, social media work. Is it war you will survive? Foreign powerful businesses that have benefited from lucrative oil deals and road construction contracts from the federal government of Nigeria are all against Biafra. That is the truth. These barriers and obstacles is what we are working night and day to dismantle. That is the essence of my visit. Not all of them that I make public to all of you. Some of the work is not seen. Neither am I at liberty to announce them on air.
Some of you may not know this, but I'll tell you tonight. You know MultiChoice, DSTV, that some of you have in your homes? They refused to carry Radio Biafra on their platform. They refused to carry Biafra satellite TV. They were told in plain English, ask DSTV, they will tell you. In fact, tomorrow some of you should ask DSTV, why are you not carrying Radio Biafra signal? And you hear what they will tell you. Nigeria said they will shut them down if they try it. DSTV. That is the extent of opposition we encounter on a day. And without information, what can you do?
Yoruba use this information now to twist your brain. That is why most of you go to Yoruba Pentecostal churches.
These were former Muslims, all of them. Adeboye, all from Muslim homes. They saw that you are very gullible. And they use their media to twist your brain that they perform miracles. And instead of following them. And you lost your senses from there. That's the truth. And that's what I speak here on Radio Biafra.
The Nigerian government threatened to shut down MultiChoice. That's DSTV. When I address the Biafran family in the USA and Canada in the coming days, I will expand on this. I am touring the US and Canada to spread this very gospel and hold some very critical and important meetings there as well. And I'll be traveling with my wife also, that you may know. Without a high level of international exposure and contacts, our rallies in Biafra land will continue to be attacked. Do you think if Sky Television, CNN, BBC, Al Jazeera, Press TV were to be in Biafra land covering our rallies live, that Brata will give the order for the army to shoot? Do you think so? The answer is no. And the world will see what is happening. So there is a grand conspiracy against us. Some of you don't know what is. You do. You have no idea.
But anyway, because some of you are sabo, you know,
your concern is to undermine the efforts to liberate you.
And tomorrow you'll be complaining that mosquito is biting you, there is no light.
How many other freedom fighting outfits in the world are called secessions? Miscreants or rabble rousers? None, as I tweeted. Only IPOB, and do you know why? Because the Yoruba media, they don't want to address the issue of liberation, of self-determination. So what did they do? They said, the best thing for us to do is to rubbish Nnamdi Kanu. Let's rubbish IPOB. Let's call them names. They are miscreants. They are rabble rousers. They are con men. They are fraudsters. Because they know if they engage you in the proper debate, you will defeat them. And because they have media hegemony, TV, they are there. Satellite TV, they are there. They have more over 200 radio stations. When they keep repeating all these things, you as a Biafran and your natural envious nature, it will be dripping slowly unless you're a hardcore. You know, hardcore IPOB, nothing ever penetrates them. Very hard and very, I come and I salute them, I'm telling you the truth. I salute IPOB. That is why I love them so much. Very formidable. They keep feeding you. They called us street urchins. Every name in the world, our consistency, our refined approach to freedom fighting put them all to shame. They don't have anything to say anymore. It is there. And somebody asked them, but did he steal anything from you? No. Did he take money from the government of Nigeria? No. Why is he a con man? Because he promised Biafra and Biafra hasn't come. goodness me. Oh dear. So that is what they do to you. They cannot fight you on an even keel. So they use what is called the proper tool of brainwashing, drip, drip effect. And then you go to the Pentecostal churches and they finish you. When you come out of their churches, you'll be shouting one Nigeria one like a deranged demon. That's what happens to our people. But we are very formidable and resolute. And I said it. We are consistent. That is why we're the largest in the world. Others are just, they don't exist. It's just two or three people that met in a beer parlor. They coin their name for themselves and they start, they write to a media house and they give them 7,500 naira and ask for change. And you see their name on it. Where you think they exist. No, they don't. They don't. Only IPOB does. Only IPOB does. These informants have no business being in IPOB, because if you're an evil person with time, you'll be discovered. Your conscience will drive you away from us. You cannot stay because you are evil. You can't stay. It's not to do with republicanism and I have to. Free to do what? It's when you get your freedom, you begin to talk about making sure we have proper democratic structures in place to sustain a civil society the way we want it. Not now.
Because enemies everywhere are seeking to use you, and some of you fall for it. Yeah, some of you are very good gossipers anyway. All you need to do is to keep
feeding yourself the same junk all the time, and it goes into your brain and you take off. I'll give you an instance as to how bad the Yoruba media is, and the work that the saboteurs and traitors within us are doing for them. I'll give you a very simple example. The invasion of my house on the 14th of September of 2017. It was an invasion not authorized by any court of law. Therefore, it was illegal. They came and they killed 28 people. 28 of my men died. But you know what they did? After a while, you know what they did? All of you now, I'm sure, hundreds, if not millions, you've forgotten that my house was invaded without provocation and the people died. What you're focused about is, but he ran away. He's not there. Come back to Nigeria and lead the struggle. Do you see how clever they are? And they keep feeding it every day. If you, they'll keep writing the same junk until the 16th. You have now forgotten that 28 people died. That my parents are not at home. That we don't live in my house. You've forgotten all of that. Because that is how, that was how, the, if you're asking, some people argue with me to say, how do you know that Yoruba media got me to Yoruba Pentecostal churches? I say, because you don't know about it. But I'm giving you a very simple example with myself. That was how the, you see how they cleverly moved your mind away from the issue. Instead of you to hold Brata responsible, you are now moving away from it and talking about something completely different. That's how they do it. This is a very clever media trick. And that's how they got some of you, unfortunately. But not the hardcore, because we remain and we continue to move forward. Look at the spats, the issue between El-Rufai and Tinubu. The time now is approximately 4 minutes. To the top of the hour, to 9 in Biafra land, and the same number of minutes to the top of the hour, regardless of where you are. We are live and direct, and I know we have overrun for some of you complaining about data. You can listen to us via our radio or through Facebook as well. I think it's far more cheaper that way for some of you. If it was an Igbo man having issues with El-Rufai or Tinubu, they would have burnt our shops in Lagos or in Kaduna. I'm sure you are aware of that. And nothing will happen. Ohanaeze won't even issue a statement. No governor will. All these fulefus, they will not. Have they complained? Did Ohanaeze say anything about the killing of our people at Anam, in Anambra State? No. Did Obia not say anything? No. Did the Igbo governor's forum, Southeast of, did they say anything? The answer is no. Because they're evil. They don't love you. They pay the media to be teaching you. Now the country is causing problem for us. This Biafra of a thing. This thing that they're doing. As if you don't know we are fighting for all of us to be free of the damnation that Nigeria has become. Why we must all sit at home on May 30th. Our quest for freedom started not just 60, not in the 60s, nor in the 40s, nor even in the late 20s. Our quest for freedom started from when the British landed and we resisted them. From that day till today, we are still fighting to be free. After Arochukwu fell, we moved to Anioma to found Ekumeku fraternity to fight in a guerrilla war against the British. This is the reason why Britain lost us. Britain will never trust me, because throughout their encounter in West Africa, the only people that have resisted till today, still the same people. The same Biafrans. I hope now you're following. We are born with freedom in our DNA. That is, some people say, is Republicanism,
which some have turned to foolishness. If you want to cover your sabo life, you say you're a Republican. Oh, Pastor Butua, a traitor. I'm a Republican.
We did not wake up one morning to hate Nigeria. Nobody did. They have always hated us. In November 1929, the British killed our mothers in Aba. After slaughtering us in Arochukwu, they killed us in Aba. Because our mothers said they would not pay their punitive taxes that they were imposing on us through one warrant chief, Okungu. This year is the 90th year, if I'm not mistaken, of that slaughter. And also,
and we have Igbo intellectuals, so don't forget that there are intellectuals in Igbo land, in Efik, in Ibibio, in Anang, everywhere. Because if you look at Aba women's rights, they were mostly led by women from Ibibio and from Efik. The fact it was done in Aba does not mean it was done by Ngwa women. No. The women came from Ekote Ekpene, from Uyo, from Calabar, from Ekom, from Eket. They came to Aba to protest. So they start today. And these are our mothers. They gave birth to us. And we carry their genes. That is why we are protesting till tomorrow morning. Until we are free. Now, I'm sure you are now beginning to understand it. So, IPOB is not populated by crazy people. Unless you're saying our mothers in 1929 were crazy women. Our fathers that fought at Arochukwu were crazy people. Or that Ekumeku are crazy people. Now you're beginning to get the picture.
After Arochukwu fell, Ekumeku came up. And we fought them. Compare that to the British takeover of Fulani land or Hausa land that is now being taken over by Fulani people.
There was no resistance. None was. That's why the British loved them. Fulani never gave them any problem. Fulani said, take everything you need. Whatever you need, we can give you. But they had nothing, of course. Only hide and skin and granite. That's all. That was all they had. Very poor people.
The reason why Lugard amalgamated North and South was because the North was very poor. It's in the report. Go and read it. Some of you don't read very well, but I recommend that very Lugardian report for the perusal of some of you who are, I think, is in dire need of some knowledge about the zoo called Nigeria.
Poverty. That poverty is still there till today. The British hate us. Because we have a resistant mentality to tyranny is still with us till this very day. That's poverty that Lugard saw and amalgamated North and South is still in the North. That resistance that the British saw, that Lugard saw, that made him to hate Biafrans is still there till tomorrow. That should tell you something.
That should tell you something. In our DNA, we have freedom. Have we forgotten that our dear British also,
they gave us Anglican Church? That's what's part of it. Anglican means English. That's what Anglican Church.
Where some of us were unfortunately baptized.
I will say out of ignorance. The same people that gave us Anglican Church turned around to be killing us. The same people that gave us Anglican Church turned around to be slaughtering us or encouraging Fulani to kill us. And they killed our fathers at Enugu, November 1949.
Coal was the problem this time around. One bystander was killed and 51 people injured.
Nobody remembers them. These people were those that gave birth to the nationalism that resulted in the zoo being rid of the British. Our men at Enugu, 1949, history will not, because after the war, history was written by Yoruba people. You know, Fulani cannot write. I was there. Have you read any textbook before written by a Fulani man in your primary or secondary school? Which book have you read written by a Fulani or Hausa man? Please tell me, because I don't know.
Yoruba wrote our history for us.
In Enugu, you don't remember do you know that our fathers died in Enugu?
No, we don't. We are busy doing survey work for the zoo. Being informant for DSS. That is your job. How can you know? How can you know? Our people. I am traveling all over the world to convince all the anti-Biafra forces like Britain and some countries in Europe. I will do the same thing in US and in Canada. Biafra is not against anybody. We will welcome inward investments into Biafra, because I'm an economist, so I know these things. Without inward investment, we can't grow. We are full-blown capitalists. Therefore, nobody has anything to fear from Biafra. Our people are being steadily marginalized, victimized, kidnapped, gruesomely murdered, enslaved across Nigeria, to the point whereby, do you see how our brain functions? Even denying us the chance to vote in Lagos, in Abuja, in Kaduna, and some people are telling me that they believe in one Nigeria. Where you were denied the right to vote. Hey.
We must continue. Biafrans have over the years sacrificed a lot for the restoration of Biafra.
We continue to make these invaluable sacrifices up until this very day. Persecution, assassinations, brutal murders. But we must continue until Biafra is restored. Because everybody who has fallen in this very effort to be remembered, so will their family for eternity. That I assure you. That if we can remember those that died 67-70, I remember our mothers in 29 and our fathers at Enugu in 49. That should tell you that we can never forget all the immense sacrifices we have all been making towards the restoration of Biafra. Come Thursday, the 30th of May, 2019. 30th of May. Biafrans at home will sit at home in Biafra land, and those in the diaspora will tell the whole world who we are. We will honor them, both the living and the dead. We will recognize their priceless sacrifice for Biafra restoration.
Our sit at home will be total lockdown, complete and total.
If you come outside that day, you have yourself to blame. The Biafra Restoration Project is insurmountable. All IPOB family members must therefore maintain high degree of discipline and defiance.
We have come very far. There is no going back. For Biafra will come. And there is nothing our enemies can do about it.
Because this project is ordained by heaven.
Chukwukika Biafra sanctioned it.
And we shall see Biafra in our time. I thank you all very much for listening. From me, from here, it is good evening.